Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
He is loved and venerated by Jews, Muslims, and Christians alike. Though he lived over 4,000 years ago, his life is a refreshing study of what it means to live and to walk by faith. Here was a man at the season of life when people are thinking of retirement. But God called him and said, "Abraham, I want you to follow me into a strange land which I will eventually give you as an inheritance." Abraham is remembered for his faith, not his questions. Yet there are four questions which Abraham could well have asked, questions which most of us today would certainly ask God if he were to ask us to do what he asked Abraham to do long ago. Question number one, where are you sending me? It was a long journey from the town of Haran, where Abraham lived in the Tigris-Euphrates River Valley, to Canaan. That journey of nearly 1,000 miles was marked by constant danger. Besides, Abraham was an old man, 75 or older, and the older we get, the more concerned we are with our comfort. But says the writer of Hebrews, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed. He went, even though he did not know where he was going." But the response of this man was that of simple obedience, not ignorant compliance. He didn't know where God was leading him, but he knew who was leading him, and he responded in simple trust. Question number two, which Abraham never asked, was, "God, just how is this possible?" No sooner had God taken Abraham into the promised land than he told him he would have a son of his own to whom he could pass on the inheritance. If Abraham never said it, surely he must have thought it. "Come on, God, I'm going to have a son at my age? I'm in my middle 70s and my wife is an old woman." It was no wonder that Sarah laughed out loud when angelic messengers told her she would be the mother of a multitude. Friend, the next time you're tempted to ask God, "Just how is this possible?" please remember what the response of the angelic messenger was to Sarah's unbelief. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Question number three that Abraham never voiced was, "God, when will this happen?" Other men and women, the ages of Abraham and Sarah, were grandparents and great-grandparents. But buy nursery equipment when you are almost 80 years of age? Who would think such a preposterous thing? The man or woman who learns to walk by faith must realize God's timetable is much different from ours. What normal woman would not ask what Sarah asked, "Will I really have a child now that I am old?" We know that Abraham struggled with the issue which resulted in his fathering a child by Sarah's maid Hagar, thereby laying the foundation for 4,000 years of hatred and conflict between Jews and Arabs. There's one more question which Abraham never asked. Question number four, "Why me, God?" That last question could well have come nearly 2 decades later. Eventually, God did give Abraham and Sarah their own son, and they watched him grow to maturity. The first mention of love in the Bible is that of Abraham for his son Isaac. Then God tested Abraham by asking him to offer that son on Mount Moriah. Four questions which he never asked are, where, how, when, and why. Do we have the right to question God? Or can we learn something from Abraham? He trusted God. It was counted to him as faith.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.